Today's daf is Mem Chesam Beis. We're on Mem Chesam Beis. Today's daf is Schus for Foolish Lamer for Chaim Ben Rachel. He's having an important procedure today. Fine. So we're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Chesam Beis. Shor Shahayim is Kavin Lechadero. So a shor is going to gore another shor. His Kavanah, it looks like he's going right after the shor, another shor. But instead, Vihika, accidentally or by mistake, or unintentionally, he gores a Saisha, he gores a woman. It's going to be a pregnant woman, which we'll see in a moment. Uyatsu Yilada, and she miscarries. Which has to be a pregnant woman. So she miscarries. So Pater. So I guess she miscarries and they die. And so she is, the Bala Shor is Pater to pay the Bala of the woman for the Dmei Vlados. She doesn't have to pay for the value of the lost fetus. But the Adam Shai Miskavin Lechavero, if a man had Kavana to hit his friend, Vihika Es Haisha, and instead he hits a woman, which we'll see this is the case in the Torah, and he hits the woman who's pregnant instead, and Yotzi Lada, and her offspring, bless you, her offspring are lost, and the fetus is lost, Mishalei and Dmei Vlados. In that case, you have the transfer intent for the woman, for the owner, for the man who hits, to pay the Dmei Vlados. Fine. So that's case number one in the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, "Ketzad Dmei Vlados." How do you evaluate the worth of the Vlados? How do you evaluate the worth of the Vlados? Shaman as a isha kama hi yafa achelo yada v'kama yafa misha yada. You pay the difference. You evaluate the price that this woman would have obtained on the slave market. How much she would have obtained while she was pregnant, Achelo Yada, such meaning that she's more valuable pregnant. See, that's a machlokas. The Kami Hiyafa Misha Yada, and how much she is now worth post pregnancy after she loses the babies. And then the diminution in value is the amount that has to be paid. Amar Rabshim Gamliel, Rabshim Gamliel says to Tanakama, Im Kain, if that's how you're doing it, then Misha Sheisha Yoledesh Misha Bachas, El Shamanas of Lotus Kamen Hin Yafin. He says, wait a second. If you do it that way, he's saying that the woman is less valuable at pregnancy and more valuable without the pregnancy. So if you can evaluate, there is no diminution in value from pregnant to not pregnant, and she'll be worth more if she's not pregnant. You end up not paying anything. Rather, what you do is you evaluate the vlados, the value of the fetus itself, kamehen yofin, meaning had she, if this was a maidservant and she was pregnant, and the owner wanted to sell the rights to the fetus, how much he would have been able to obtain for the rights to the unborn fetus when the baby's born, I guess. How much you want to that's what you have to pay. Okay, that's next. And then the Mishnah continues, both according to Tanakama and according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when you do pay, no sein libal, you pay the value, however you determine what the value is, you pay the value to the, here it says to the husband, but we've seen before that even biznos, it's even whoever, to the parent, to the father of those children, right? The Torah says, "Anosh anesh kasher yosis alav bal ha'ishav nasan lefilim." So it goes to the husband. The im ein labal, if she does not have her husband, meaning that he died, no sein l'yarshav, you give to his yarshim, not to her yarshim, you give to his yarshim. Now the Mishnah says a difficult lashon that we'll read in Rashi. He says, "Haisa shivcha v'nishtachara, if she was a maidservant and just became freed, o giyores, or she was a giyores, putter. Then he does not have to pay the Dmei Vlados." So Rashi says right away, he'll say it aside first, has nothing to do with whether she's a giyores or she's a shivcha v'nishtachara. It has to do with her husband. Because Rashi says that typically the giyores marries a ger. The idea is that if she marries a ger, the ger has no yorshim. So he dies, he's putter. The Mishnah is basically saying that there's no payment to her. The payment only goes to the husband or to his yorshim. If he's a ger and dies without yorshim, then there is no payment. This is Rashi. Rashi says, "Haisa shifcha v'nishtachra, klomar haya mishuchreres o gioris, if she's just freed or she's a gioris, nisua leger o le'eva mishuchrar, married either to a ger or to a freed slave. V'ein la baal shemeis pater, and then he dies, because he dies, so then this is part of the payment. Why is that? Because the hamachzik b'nixei hager shemeis, the ein lo yorshim zacha, V'zeh kadam l'schus b'mashi yado. When a ger dies, whoever's holding on to his possession, he has no ger, again, it's a ger dying without any yorshim. When he dies, whoever holds his all his possessions become hefker. It's called a kol mizocha. If you're holding on to it, you're the first one. So the ger has a right to this payment. You, the guy who hit, is holding on to it, and therefore kol mizocha, it's yours. So the Gemara says,
her children get nothing? Something that she has?
If it's not from this husband? The children are not from this husband? Yes.
No, not from husband is, that's a whole different standing.
If she has other yorshim from somewhere else, no, she gets nothing.
From the two together?
If they're a son of the two together, then they are his yorshim, and the mishnah says, they get it.
If it's from before,
then it's, okay. Right, he says, well, why did not, the Gemara says, why does it say, Haisha Shivcha v'nishtachara v'lo naika ha-mishuchreres? What do you mean, Shivcha v'nishtachara? The Sakhra is more present language. Not Mishivcha Mishukhara, she's a freed woman. Mishum Dal Kim Karkoch, the Mkane, Mishain Labonim, Himeinu Kalmar. Mishivcha, it says Mishivcha Vinishtachra is Mashma that she was Nishtachra right now. So it's more likely that they don't have children. That's what the Lashon that Rashi is saying. Vahainu de Kalmar, Haisa Shivcha Vinishtachra, the Mashma Ata, Mikarov, the Dain Lohailam Bonim. Because it happened right now, and that's why they don't have children. And Rashi says, "V'hu adinam l'Yisraelis nesuos l'ger u'meis ager." The same thing would apply to a regular Israelis who marries a ger, and the ger dies, and there's no yorshim. Depater the hadmei vladas l'vav baal, because the halacha is the hadmei vladas l'vav. So why is he here to say a gioris or a shifcha mishachreres? Hiding left a shifcha gioris, which is the stam shifcha mishachreres nesuos l'mishachrer. The stam gioris ager. People don't typically, you know, marry above or below them. They marry in the same, you know, area. You know, so the ger usually marries the yoris, Rashi says, to shift, because my wife says you have to marry this person the same television generation. You have to have something to talk about. You have to be same television generation. You have to have something to talk about. So that's they marry each other. So that's that lashon. Otherwise, the lashon is a little difficult in the Mishnah. Okay. So what? You put on the resume, right? You put down the resume. So my wife.
It's so much more than just
that. I think two. So, okay. So then. You're not in yeshiva anymore. Not in yeshiva anymore. Okay. So the Mishnah says that the shore had kavana to gore one other shore, and instead it hit a woman, and the fetus is aborted. So the putter, the owner of the shore, is putter to pay the mevlados. The Gemara says, Taima, the reason why that your putter, it seems to indicate, is the miskavin the chavero, is because he had this problem of transfer intent, because he had kavon to hit another shore, and instead hit the woman. Ha, miskavin the isha, but the diok would be, that if the shore had kavana to hit the isha directly, mishalim to mevlados, then he would have to pay the mevlados. And that would be, lim hit you to the ravada barava, that would be a kasha or ravada barava, because remember on Daf Mem Beis, the Amr of Adabar Ava, Shvarim Shiniskavnu Isha, if you have an ox that had kavana to hit a woman, Pturim Yidmei Vlados. He says completely opposite, that a shore that hits, even if you have kavana for the woman, you're potter to pay. But here the diyuk would make it sound that you're chayiv to pay. So he says, no, Amr Lachmar of Adabar Ava, don't make that diyuk. Hu Adin, Dafil Niskavnu Isha. That is the din, even if the shore had kavana to hit the woman, Nami Pturim, it would also be potter, the Baal HaShvarim would still be potter from pain to make Vlados. So why does it have that? Why does it say it this way? It says it in a way that makes it look like you can make the diyuk. He says, "So hada katani shorshay miskavana chavero." That now that the Mishnah said that it has kavana, specifically it has kavana, it's idi de kavay lemisne sefer adam shay miskavin lechavero. Because in the Mishnah we're talking about kavana, about a man having kavana, right? That is the hachik sivkra that you mentioned before. That is the case of the Torah. So just saying, in distinction to the case of the Torah of a man having kavana, we're going to bring a case of a shore having kavana. But don't make any of the yukim about a shore not having in distinction of the case of the Mishnah of a man having sefer adam shayim is kavin lechaveru, hachi yinak kutsiv kra, katani reishanami, shore shayim is kavin lechaveru, that it has kavana to hit the its own shore. But it's not to say make the diyuk if it didn't have kavana hit the woman. It's only talking about a man having kavana and a shore having kavana for a shore. Okay, so there's no diyuk and there's no kasher of Adabar Ava. Okay.
It would be different if a man hits a woman straight, not
a chavero,
hits a woman.
Well, Adamu and Loam. So if a man hits a woman, what's the case?
The case over here is that he killed her. The case is she just killed her.
No, he kills the babies.
Why is that case then? The Adam Shehika Hetzaisha.
That's the case.
Yeah, the case is you
right? I'm not sure I'm following the question. The case is, Gemara said that's the case,
yeah,
that
the... Yeah, said the din by the shore hitting the woman is the same din. Shore miskal and chaber are the same thing as the shore hitting the woman itself, right?
Right, because it's potter.
Correct.
It's potter.
So the reason why we said otherwise is because of the sefer.
Right.
So why don't you say the sefer differently as well?
Because the safest case of the Torah. I thought you were asking the other way around.
The safest case
of the Torah. Right, safest case of the Torah. I thought you asked the other way. If that's the case of the Torah, why don't you say it first?
Yeah.
Why is that the safer? That. Okay. I don't know. Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, Shor shenagach es ha-shivcha. So the shore that shore gores a shivcha that's pregnant. V'yotchim mishalim d'mei v'lados. You pay to the master to d'mei v'lados. My taima. What's the reason that... Okay, so here we just said it's a little counterintuitive. We said that a shor is not a regular woman, you don't pay dmei vlados. But if shor gores the shivcha, then you do pay dmei vlados, which is a little strange. Why is it more? There's more chumra over here if she's shivcha. So the Gemara says because cham my taima chamarta ma'abarta ba'almahu da'azik. It's as if she gored like a pregnant donkey. It's his possessions that's going on here. Not paying her midin a woman. It's his possessions. If he would have gored the donkey that was pregnant, he would have to pay. So he gored the shivcha, you'd have to pay as well.
To the owner. Yeah.
To the owner. The Amar Kras, so how do we know that they are similar to a donkey? Because the pasuk says when Avram went to the Akedah's Yitzhak and he left Yishmael and Eliezer, his slave, he says, Shvulachem po ima chamor. Stay here with the donkey. Am adom lechamor. I guess they're talking about Eliezer, who's an Ever Kanani, that he's an Amma Domi Lechamor. So therefore, even though it seems strange, if the shor gores a free woman and she loses the children, there is no payment for the Dmei Vlados. But if he gores an Amma and he gores and loses the fetus, there is payment for the Dmei Vlados because it's as if he gored his property. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, Ketzad mishalem d'mei v'lados. How do you pay for the d'mei v'lados? So the Gemara asks, d'mei v'lados, shvach v'lados mi boile. In other words, we saw it yesterday also with the shor. There's two different things that go on. There's the value of the v'lados itself. There's also the apparent increased value in the woman because she's a now larger girth. In those days, and actually till more recent times, you know, if you were skinny, you were quote unhealthy. Being big made was considered healthy. So she's larger when she's pregnant. So there's the idea that she's healthier. So she should be more valuable at that stage. So it's also the added. So not just the mei vlados, but shvach vlados mi bailei. It should say. So there's two things. I think what the Gemara is asking is it should say ketzad shamin de mei vlados ushvach vlados. It's not one or the other. It's both. So the Gemara says, no, hachinami ka'amr. That's the kavana of the Tana. Ketzad mishalim d'mei v'lados u'shvach v'lados. How do you pay for the value of the fetus and the increase in value in the woman because of the shvach v'lados? It's shami, that's a isha kami yofa achal yada v'kami yofa misha yada. You value for the shvach v'lados is how much she is worth before and how much she is worth now. The idea being is that if she's larger, she'd be worth more. I think that's what he says. Look at Rashi. It says, d'mei v'lados, shlach v'lados who? Sorry? The katani shaman as a isha, the yesh bichal shumazo de mevlados, that's number one. Ooh, masha isha nearish mishubachas, and she looks bigger. Ooh, balas evarim, and she's bigger bone now. If they over the male yikarin, maybe that's the glow that women have when they're pregnant. You know, that's something they're worth, that's worth more when they're larger. So then you have, so Amar Shum Gamliel.
You just said that glow is cash?
No, you said that. Amar Shum Gamliel.
Just before we move on, I'm still getting my head around Rav Papa's Gemara. I don't see that as a riot. It might be some sort of a smachta, but because it wasn't just Eliezer he was talking to. He was also talking to
Yishmael, right?
Who, I mean, we're not saying that Yishmael was a possession. He was his son.
We're not saying that Right, but I think they're only talking about Eliezer for some reason. I don't know why.
He's addressing them both, as I recall it.
He was addressing them both, but maybe they don't want to learn it out from...
Right. So that's why I'm suggesting it's not a riot. It might be some sort of...
Well, I don't think it's a proof. I think it's an asmachta. But they're saying it's the only... I don't think you need it, because it's his possession. So the maid servant, his possession, just like a donkey or a table or anything else is his possession. You damage that, you pay. Okay, so Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says to the Chachamim, Im kei, misha ishi yoledes misha bachas. she's more valuable. He thinks that she's more valuable after pregnancy. So my comer, what does Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, what's he saying? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says what he says, and that's, I think, how we learned it. Hachik Amar, this is what Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says to Tana Kama. V'chi isha mishabachas kodem shetelid, yoster milachas shetelid. Is a woman worth more? Is she more valuable during pregnancy than after pregnancy? Hello, isha mishabachas la'achas shetelid, yoster mikodem shetelid. She has more value after she gives birth than before she gives birth. Why? Rashi says, hello, isha mishabachas, a little further down, he says, she's good, especially in those days, and it was very dangerous. She was very dangerous when she was pregnant. So why would you there's a big risk to buy a pregnant woman because of the possibility of death during childbirth. So she's worth less. So Ella, so that's why he says Ella shamim havlados. All you do is you value the vlados itself. Remember, we just said there are two parts. There's the vlados and there's the shvach vlados. So here he's saying you only value the vlados, and that you give to the husband. Tainami hachiv, a price that supports that as well. Bechi isha mishabachas kodem shetele yosem ilachas shetelid. Is a woman worth more during pregnancy than after pregnancy? Halo isha mishabachas lachas shetele yosem mikodem shetelid. Rather, a woman is more valuable after she gives birth than during the pregnancy. Ella shamin es havlados v'nosin lubal. The only thing you pay is the value of the vlados, not the shvach of the woman, because there is no shvach in the woman; she's worth less, according to this brayso. Rava Amar Hachitani. Rava says as follows: this is what Rishon Gamliel said to the Tana Kama. He says, according to you, Tana Kama, it's mashma that the mazik pays both the shvach and the demei vlados directly to the baal. V'chi isha l'misha yoledes mishavachas vein atzma b'shvach vlados klum. The woman herself, she only gives birth. And she only increases in values only to the husband and not to herself. Meaning, you have these two things. I understand the Torah said that the demei vlados go to the husband, but the increase in her value, why does that go to the husband? That should go to her. Why are you saying that her increase in value goes to her, goes to the husband? That should go. The vlados go to him, but the increase in value should go to her. Right? He says, "V'chi isha l'misha yoledes mishabachas then atzma b'shvach vlados klom," and she has the increase in her own personal value doesn't go to her. Ella, so rather, Rishon Gamliel says, Shaman es havlados, yes, we take the value of the vlados, the fetus itself, v'nosim labal. That all goes to the husband, like the Tana Kama says. But, v'shvach vlados chlokim. But her increase in value, he says we split between her and the husband. I don't know why he split it, yet maybe the Gemara will say it somewhere else. But they split it. So he's not arguing on the demei vlados, he's just arguing on the shvach of the woman. He said that she should get a piece of. So the Gemara says, and we'll get to that in a second. So Tainami Hachi, a Bryce that supports this reading as well. Amar B'Shimon Gamliel, V'chi Isha L'Misha Yoledes Mishavachas V'Ein Li Atzma B'Shvach Vlados Klum. She only has increase in value to the husband, and there's nothing for herself. Ella Shamin Nezek B'Fnei Atzmo. We evaluate the Nezek to the goof of the woman herself. Shamin Nezek B'Fnei Atzmo, V'Tsar B'Fnei Atzmo, and the pain by itself, and we give that to the woman. I think we give that also to the woman. I think we said split. V'Shamin Es HaVlados, and we evaluate the value of the Vlados, how much that would have gotten on the market. V'Nosnim Lubal, and we give that to the husband. V'Shevach Vlados Cholkin, and the Shvach of the woman herself, we split. So the Gemara says, Kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. I think is what you're asking. Is that one Bryce just said there is no increase in value, and that's why you're not talking about it at all. The other Bryce says, oh, there is an increase in value when we split it. But is there or is there not an increase in value? It's a stira. And now it's a stira on Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's a stira in the Bryces. So Gemara says, well, Kasha, no, we have to make a difference. I'll say it outside first. The difference between whether this is a woman who it's her first pregnancy or not, or it's an additional pregnancy. Meaning, if she has already given birth, the Gemara is assuming that she has passed through that Misukena stage. If the first time she gives birth, you have no idea whether or not this is a woman who can survive childbirth. So therefore, her value is less. But once she's already given birth, and she's passed through that chash, we're no longer concerned. We think, although I think the risk is the same or higher as we get older, but there's no longer concern that she's Misukenis anymore, and therefore her value does increase when she's pregnant. So, Lokasha, Kam Mivakeres, that's a woman who has yet to give birth, and Kan Bisha Ein Mivakeres, that's a woman who has already given birth. Right, Rashi says, look on the third wide line at the bottom. Mivakeres, she hasn't given birth, Damea Pechusin, her value is less, Kodem Leda Mila Acher Leda to Misukenesi, because then she's Misukenes. But if she's already given birth, then they say her value increases with the pregnancy, because she doesn't have that, we don't have that danger, that fear, as what we did before.
How do you look at the value of the Vlad and the Mar, how much you would get
So I own a slave, and you're looking for young people. My slave is pregnant. I'm willing to sell you what I have inside my slave, and you're taking the risk that something would happen beforehand. How much are you willing to pay for that? There's a market for everything. You have to just, as long as you put, once you put it onto the slave market, then you get a market for it. Okay.
That's
not for here. I don't know, because the Uber is here. Uber's here. All right. That's you can answer. Rabbanan Ami.
I'm just trying to assess that being a double.
You assess how much is he willing to pay for that risk. It's like a futures. How much do you want to accept the risk? The Rabbanan da Amri Shvach Lados Nami Labal. It seems to be that the Hanakama does not say, says that no payment goes to the woman. And if there are two things here, there's a Demev Lados and the Shvach Lados, why the Shvach Lados go into the husband as well? Doesn't she increase in value for herself? Doesn't Rav Shimon Gamliel have a good taina? So if Rabbanan da Amri Shvach Lados Nami Labal, my taina, where does he learn that from? Kidetnan, because he learns it out from, is this a Mishnah? I think it should be, no, but the something's quoted the pasuk. I think it's a brisa. It should be kiddusanya. Okay, it says, okay. Kiddusnan, mimashma shenemar, from that which the pasuk says, by the payment of the mevlados, it says, viyatsu yiladeha, and her offspring came out. What's the full pasuk? It says, vichi yinotsu anashim v'nakfu isha hara, viyatsu yiladeha, v'lo yason anosh anesh kasher shizalav bal isha v'nasam b'plilim. So he says, viyatsu yiladeha, ein yodeha, Shehihara, do I not already know that she's pregnant? Because I think a pasuk later on says, "Vindakfu ishahara," right? And they hit a pregnant woman, right? Or it says previously. So it says, "Yes, I know she's pregnant because her fetus came out." So what is that? So he says, "Matam lomer hara, lomer lacha shvach harayon labal," to teach you that the increase in value for the pregnancy goes to the husband. I don't understand how that's the limud, but that's the limud that they make from the extraneous word of hara, because we already know that she's pregnant. They're making the limud that the shvach harayon goes to the baal, meaning a pisvara, chachamim saying you're right. But there's a Xavier Sakasa that says it goes to the baal. So if we have this extra hara, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is not learning hara for shvach harayon to the husband, what does he do with hara? What does he do with that extraneous word? Rav Shimon Gamliel, hi hara my darish bay. What does he do with it? Mi boilei, he needs it lichidasanya for what is taught in the following brisa. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, la'olam eino chayev ad shiakena keneged beis haherayon. You're only chayev to pay the Demei Vlados if you cause the miscarriage, if you hit her, I guess, in the gut, if you hit her in the area of where she is pregnant. Because then you'll say that the hit is what caused the miscarriage. So, and I'm a Rapapa. Rapapa says, Lo tema kenega beis hayoramamish. It's not exactly, you know, the stomach. It's more, Ella, kol heicha de solik beis shimcha livlad. Anytime, any place where she feels the heat or the warmth of the ubar, lafuke yad v'regla. Basically, any place on the torso, I would think. If you hit her on the torso and you cause the miscarriage, that's where you're obligated to pay. You hit her on the leg, you hit her on the arm, you wouldn't be, and there's a miscarriage, you wouldn't be obligated to pay. I'm not sure whether it's Xavier Sakasu. Maybe according to their sciences, that shouldn't have caused it. And if it did cause it, it's only a grama. Idea being that it's only if you hit her in the torso, it seems to be, and it caused the miscarrege, then would you be obligated to pay the mevlados? So the question, though, is, well, what about the Chachamim? Do the Chachamim learn this? Because we just finished the Sugya, and we don't usually ask, us, where did Chachamim learn it? The Chachamim, they don't learn anywhere. So maybe they hold that if you hit anywhere, you'd also be chayef to pay for the mevlados. So who do you pass like? The Chachamim? Who's the rabbim, or this is Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, who's Mishnaso Kavanaki. We saw. So what's the psak? So guess what? It's Machlokas Apostle. So that's the reason why. Okay, next. So the Mishnah says Haisha Shivcha Mishtachra. Right. So she's this Ogiyos Potter. So as Rashi explained, also, anyone who's married to a person who doesn't have Yorshim, that person dies. Then there's a patur under the Mevlados. It's important to make lados. So Amar Rabba says, Lo shandu ella ki ella shechaval ba b'chayei hager umeis hager. It's only true that she doesn't get anything, and there's a total patur if the damage was done during the lifetime of the ger husband, and then the ger husband dies. The kevan the chaval b'chayi ager, because since the chavala, the hit was done during the strike was done during the time of the lifetime of the ger, zacha b'huger. So then the ger was zocha in the dmei vlados at that time. The kevan the mesa ger, and once the ger dies, zacha b'hu min ager. So this mazik is zocha from the ger, because whoever has the ger's possession first gets it, because there's no yorshim. Aval, however, chaval ba l'achar misas ager, if he already dies. She's pregnant. He dies, and then the mazik strikes her. Right then, and she loses the fetus. Then there's a payment. Zachila I begavayu. She gets the payment. And then the mazik would have to pay her. So the Gemara says, Amrav Chiz. Basically, it seems to be saying that the right to payment passes from her husband to her. She gets the right. So Amrav Chiz. Rav Chiz says, Mari dechi. Mari Dechi, I think it means the one who said this. I don't know how he types it. Mari Dechi.
Master of this teaching.
All right, so it must be. Okay. So the one who says this, the master of this teaching, Atu Vlados Tsrarininu, are the Vlados like Tsraros, like these packages or these stones that you could pass? In other words, is this part of that they could be Zachovei, that she could be Zochid? It's not part of the estate. I guess he's saying that the payment here should not be part of the estate. Rashi says, Tsrarininu, Kishri Mos. Uksafim hein shetiska behem in a hefker. Third line from the bottom. Are these some sort of like this money that she can just grab from the hefker? In other words, this isn't part of the estate that passes on to her, right? Ella isa labal zoch le'rachmana. Less labal lo. This is a payment obligation that Torah says belongs to the husband. If there's no husband, there is no payment obligation. It's not part of the estate that passes on. So the machlok is here about the case where there is no husband. Right, there's no husband. The woman gets stricken, and she loses the fetus. Is there a payment according to Rabba? Yes. According to Rav Chisda, no.
Didn't we learn earlier that Ben goes to his heirs?
There are no heirs. He's a ger who died.
I thought it was she who was the heiress.
No, his the right. Okay. Right. That's what we said. It all depends on him.
I saw something. Why doesn't she get it?
Why should she get it? The Torah gave. The Torah says that the husband gets the gzeiras hakasa of the husband, and the husband only gets the payment. No husband, no payment. It's gzeiras hakasa. The Torah says. The Torah says specifically, right? He says isa labal. Rashi says olu yarshav zach le'rachmana lesa labal dechiyuva emas asi la b'shas chavala v'rein la tovim. He says the chiyuv only comes into place at the time of the strike. At the time of the strike, there's no baldin. There's no, because the husband's not there. He's the only one who can collect. So the Gemara then, now the Gemara, so according to Rabba, she can collect. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rabba. So Meisve, they ask on Rabba, Hika Esa Isha, they hit the woman, V'yotzi Lodan, and she miscarries. No say Nezek, the Nezek of her guf, go, and the Tsar Le'isha, goes to the woman. Demei Vlados Labal, the Demei Vlados Labal, Ein Abal, there's no husband, no say in the Yarshav. There's no, it gets to the yorshim of the husband. Ein le'isha, if there's no woman, I mean, she dies also, because she must have died not with the strike, because then you probably have a kimle. Must be that she dies afterwards. No saying, le'yorshim, whatever she was supposed to get, you give to her offspring. Haisa shifcha v'nishtachara, if she's a shifcha that became freed, ogi yoris, then zacha. Then the zacha, meaning the mazik, is zacha with the mevlados, meaning there is no payment. It's kashan rabba. There's no right. That seems to be that there's no payment. Right? Rashi says, "Zaka." The last Rashi, "Chovel b'mashi yado v'afilu la'achar mises ager chovel ba'zachava." There is no payment to anyone of the dmei vlados other than to the husband or his yorshim. No husband, and no yorshim, no payment. So that's a kasha and rabba. So the Gemara says, "Amri umi adifa mimasnisin." Why are you asking from here? Why is it a better place to ask them from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also was in this case. Our Mishnah also said that it's the same thing. It said, "What did our Mishnah say?" Right, but she says, "No sin lubal, v'im ein lubal, no sin liyarshav." Haisha shichlo nistachro ogi yoros pater. So it's pater. There's no payment. You see, there's no payment. Why don't you ask from our Mishnah? So he says, "No, because." So what do you think our Mishnah was? Right, the okimna we say that you said that the Mishnah is a case of Shechavo Babichaya Ger, that the damage was done during the lifetime of the Ger, Umesa Ger. Hachanami, Shechavo Babichaya Ger, Umesa Ger. And the Ger dies, and therefore you putter. But if you're saying the case is specifically when the Ger was there, and then the Ger died, so then the Mazik grabs the payment obligation. But maybe in a case where there was no Ger to begin with, our case, where the damage is done when the husband is dead beforehand, this predeceases the damage, maybe that case would be that she does collect. In other words, why are you saying that this is a kasha on me? I'll just establish it in a situation where I hold, where I agree that there's no payment. That's where, what Rabbi said, that's kashchavu b'chaya ger, umes ager. Because kevin the b'chaya ger, zachabahu, the mazik was zachah in what the ger owned. But if the ger is not there at the time, then they would pay to the woman. That's exactly what I, Rabbi, say. V'ibayis ema.
If she remarries,
only it doesn't belong to her new husband.
It doesn't belong to her new husband.
No, because it's a specific right that only goes to the
father of the
correct.
The
correct.
Child.
Okay. The ibay is ema, or you can answer it's la'achar misas hager. Einachanami. It's after the misas hager, and there utni, and you have to say zaksa, change the girsa. In other words, the brayso that says it says shichav and ishtachra o giyoris, instead of saying zacha, say zaksa. She's the one who gets the payment. That would be exactly what Rabbi says, that she does get the payment. Two answers. So now the Gemara says, Lamech Atanai. We had this machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Again, the case would be if she was Nechbala, right? She was Nechbala after her husband died. Does she or does she not get the payment for the Mei Vlados? Rabbi says she does. Rav Chisda says she does not. It's not part of the estate to transfer to her. So Lamech Atanai. Maybe to say that this is a machlokas Tanoim. The following Brisa. Bas Yisrael, Shenisis Lager. So you have a Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish, who's married to a Ger. This is, the same, again, the focus, like Rashi said before, the whole idea is whether the husband's a Ger. We say it's a Gioris because that's where they typically marry. So Bas Yisrael, Shenisis Lager, when it's Abram Menon, she becomes pregnant. V'chavo ba b'chaya Ger. And somebody else damages her during the lifetime of her husband, and she loses the fetus. No saint Dmei Vlados Lager. You give the Dmei Vlados to the Ger husband, because that's his right as the husband. But La'achar Mises Lager, if she was Nechbala after her husband dies, Tani Chada Chayev, one Raisa says that the Mazik is Chayev to pay to the woman the Dmei Vlados, because when the Ger dies, she gets the Vlados, but Tani Chada Pater, and one Raisa says that the Mazik is Pater, because she has no rights in the fetus. So, my love, Tanayinu, it's exactly our Machlokas Tanayin, does she or does she not get the right to the Dmei Vlados if the Chaval is done after her husband dies? One Brisa says yes, that's Rabba. One Brisa says no, that's Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says Lirabba Vaday Tanahi. According to Rabbi, he can't answer for the one who says that she does not get the Mei Vlados. Clearly, a Machlokas Tanayim, according to Rabba, and he's going to hang his hat on the Manda Amar who says that she does get the Mei Vlados. Vaday Tanahi. Right, Ella Rav Chisda, rather according to Rav Chisda, who says after Mises Ager, the woman does not get the Mei Vlados, and therefore the Chovel would be Potter. I can answer and say it's not a machlokas tanayim. I'll just line up those shitas with other specific ukimtas to make sure that it fits into me. Rav Chisda again says that she does not, and lo kasha harabanan harav Shimon Gamliel. The brisa that says that she is that the mazik is putter, that's going according to Rabbanan, who say that only the husband got the shvach. Remember, there are two things: there's the dmei vlados and the shvach vlados. So according to Rabbanan, both payments go to the husband. So when it says putter, that's going according to Rabbanan. But how Reb Shimon Gamliel, the one who says that there's a payment to the woman, that's going according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says that the shvach vlados still goes to her. It's not a question. Everyone would agree with me that there's no payment for the Dmei Vlados. It's just the Shvach. That 50% that she would have gotten when the husband was alive, she still gets. So the Gemara says, E Rav Shimon Gamliel, if that's, if talking about that's Rav Shimon Gamliel, my Ir La'achar Misa. So why is the Brisa giving me a case specifically after the Ger dies? Even if the Ger is alive, the husband's alive, she would get that payment.
It's the Shvach Vlados, the case was not our first pregnancy.
Correct.
From another husband.
Right, because otherwise they're Yorshim. It has to be for another husband, right? And it has to. And if you're saying Rav Shimon Gamliel, it must be a case where she was not mivakeres. It has to be that it's the second pregnancy.
Second pregnancy, not from him.
It has to be. So I would think so. So Gemara says, "My ira la'achar misa, afil mechayim nami islepaga." Even if he's alive, she also gets that half. So Gemara says, "Mechayim islepaga la'achar misa kulei." Gemara says, "No, when he's alive, she gets only half of that payment. when of the shvach. Now that he's dead, she gets the full payment of the shvach, but she doesn't get. Her chizda says she doesn't get any of the demev lados, only the shvach lados. The ibayis ema, or third answer. Ha v'ha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Both the brisos go according to Shita Rav Gamliel, who says that there's a payment for shvach lados, and kan b'shvach lados. Kam b'demev lados. One raisa that says that they're potter, that's talking about the demev lados, and the raisa that says it's chayiv is talking about the shvach lados. So Rav Chisda says, I can answer it's not machlokas tanayim. According to Rabbi, he has to explain clearly that it's a machlokas tanayim. Now the Gemara says, I'm not exactly clear about here. So Amri, I think Amri means that the Bnei Yeshiva asked. So they ask, why does Rav Chisda say that the woman does not get any of the demev lados after her husband dies? Mishvach lados, lishma demev lados, mida Rav Shimon Gamliel, lishma l'rabbanon. From shvach lados, from the fact that after, if there's a chavala done after the husband dies, the woman gets the demev lados, even though if he was alive, she'd only get half of the lados. So lishma b'demev lados. Basically, it seems to say whatever she didn't get when he was alive, she does get if he's dead. So she only got 50%, now she gets 100%, and then the demev lados, she should also get what the husband got. And therefore, and then be the Rav Shimon Gamliel, lishma l'rabbanan. And from Rav Shimon Gamliel, who hold that, from Shimon Gamliel, who now is saying that she should get all the payment, because if she gets, right, if according to Shimon Gamliel now, she gets 50% of the shvach when he's alive, and then she gets 100% of the shvach when he's dead, she should also get 100% of the demei lados when he dies. Learn out to the Rabbanan, who say that she gets absolutely nothing when the husband is alive. So you can learn. So basically, according to this, I think he's saying that you, Rav Chisda, should say, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, she should also get the demev lados. Rav Shimon Gamliel says she gets 50% of the shvach when he's alive, 100% when he's dead. So also get the demev lados when he dies. So Gemara says no, Amri lo, no shvach lados shaycha yada begavayu zachi behu bekulu. Demev lados the lo shaycha behu begavayu lo zachi behu klal. There's a big difference between the shvach and the demev lados. The shvach lados, she already has a part. She already has her hand on a part of it. So if she already has her hand on 50% of it. You can be zochet to her the 100% after he dies. The demev lados, she has no shaychus to it whatsoever. So after he dies, there's nothing to grab onto. Okay. So now, I guess derech agav that the Mishnah talked about if you're zoch that the mazik was zochet in the demev lados of the ger when he died without offspring, and therefore because he was first come first served to the property of the ger. It's because they're hefker, the Gemara brings some other dinim regarding accepting or grabbing the property from the next ger who dies without any yarshim. So by imine Rav Yeva Savim Rav Nachman. So you have hamachzik b'shtaros of shel ger. You are holding on to the shtaros of the ger. What's the case over there? Rashi says b'shtaros shel ger sheshibed lo yisrael acher karka osav. There's a shtar. In the shtar it says that this ger, we'll call this ger, Avram the ger, has, and there are shtaros, that says that there's a lien on Avram's property that belongs to Reuven. Shimon now grabs the shtaros. Shimon grabs the shtar. He grabs the promissory note, essentially. He grabs the shtar. So Mahu, what's the din? He clearly doesn't get the karka, because he didn't grab the karka. So, but does he get the paper value of the shtar? So Man demasik bishtara. The guy who grabs the shtar, adata the arahu demachzik, his whole intent of grabbing the shtar is because he wants the lien. So he wants to grab, so is he his intent to grab the karka, uba'ara lo hichzik, but he's not making a kinyan on the karka, and therefore he's not zocha the karka. Ukshtari nami lo kana, he's also not kona the shtar for whatever value the piece of paper has, right, the labdati ashtara, because he doesn't have intent for the shtar, his intent is only for the karka. Or do we say that maybe his intent is also for the physical piece of paper? So Amrale, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Yavud Sava, Ane Mori, answer me, my master, what possible reason could he have to have intent specifically on the piece of paper? He needs a bottle stopper? He needs a wine stopper for the piece of paper? So he has no intent, so he gets nothing. He doesn't get the karka, because he didn't grab the karka. He doesn't get the paper, because he had no intent to grab the paper. So Gemara says, Amrlein, no, let's serve. Maybe he does. Maybe he needs it too. He has a lot of wine that he left open for a busy Shabbos, and he wants to wants to stop it up. So maybe he does have intent. So that's the kasha. I don't think they answered it, but okay. Next case, Amar Rabba. Rabba says as follows: The other Mashkanosha Yisrael Biyad Ger. I guess a Jew from birth borrows money from a ger, and the ger has a mashkon, he's holding on to the physical collateral. Umeis a ger, and now the ger dies. So this physical collateral, which is in the possession of the ger, is now sort of up for grabs. So ba Yisrael achar v'hitzikbo. So Reuven is the borrower, Shimon goes ahead and grabs the collateral. Shimon wants to keep the collateral, he says, I was zocheh from niskei hager. So we motzin oso miyado. No, we take out the mashkon from Reuven's, from Shimon's hand. We give it back to Reuven, the borrower. My taimo. What's the reason? Kevin, the misla ger. Once the ger dies, pakele shibude. The shibud is gone, and that collateral reverts back to its owner. The ger doesn't own the collateral. It's just collateral. If there's a non-payment, then the ger would own the collateral. Here he's just holding on to it. The ger dies. There's no yarshim, so there's no payment anywhere. That collateral reverts back to its original owner. You cannot grab that from the ger because it's not nitzay a ger. Next case.
Mash. And she had a wife who go to the wife.
Who?
The ger had a wife.
I don't know.
Yeah, these are assumptions that the ger is nobody.
Right, I think the assumption is that there are no yarshim, but I don't know.
Right,
so mashkonosho ger b'yad Yisrael. So now you have the opposite. The ger is the borrower, and he puts a mashkon into the hands of the Yisrael. Umeis ager, and the ger dies, and all his nechasim are hefker. So now I have this mashkon that belongs to the ger, sitting in the property of this Jew. And ba Yisrael acher v'hitzikbo. Some other guy is standing there, I don't know how he knows right away, ger dies, and he grabs the collateral. You hold on the collateral because you're the lender. I go ahead and I grab the collateral. So the Gemara says, ze kana kenegema osav, ze kana v'shashar. Basically, we look at the collateral, now we split it up. The amount of the value of the collateral that was worth the loan, that's yours. Because that's clearly yours, you're not going to get paid back. But the excess is up for grabs. I grabbed it first, and therefore it's mine.
What's excess?
The excess value. There's a loan for $100.
Right.
The collateral is worth $200.
Collateral's
worth $101.
Right.
So the $100 goes to the lender, and I, who grabbed it, I get the excess value in on top of that. So right, you just monetize it, and you grab it.
Well, right.
Because he was zocher from the Hefker.
Hefker.
Oh, because it came Hefker.
So the Gemara says, am I? But the Gemara says, why is this Hefker? Similar to what your question is.
Yeah.
The mashkon is sitting in his reshus. Yeah. So my, dikne lechatzero. How can I have the right? How do I have the right to go into his chatzer and grab it?
Right.
The second the ger died, his king chatzer was kone the ask. So how do I even have a right to the excess? So the I think the chatzero. The ha mar of Yosef bar Chanina, the Rav Yosef bar Chanina say chatzero shel adam kone lo shelo midaito. Your chatzer can be kone even without intent. My chatzer is kone. So the Gemara says hachim ayiskinon delese. Since we're here, we're talking about the case where I, or you, the borrower, are not in the city. If you say that chatzah works midin shlichus, so it only works, the shlich only could do something that you can do. So my chatzah can only kone something for me if I myself can be kone it. If I am not here, I can't be kone it. So therefore my chatzah cannot be kone it. So you're out of town, the ger dies, I go and grab the collateral that's sitting in your property. I trespass, yes, I did all that stuff. I go ahead, I'm a bad guy, I go ahead and I grab the property, but even though I'm a bad guy, I get the excess value. Because I grabbed it from the Nichsa Hefker. So the Gemara says, so Hachib my skin the lesse and call hecha the isla day the iboy mikne matzikani lay. Matzikani kindly name chatz. I'm reading again. Hachib my skin on the lesse because call hecha the isla day anytime the malvas the bar lender in the city the iboy mikne matzikani. If you want to be kone it, you can be kone it. So kindly lay name chatz zero. So your chatz can also be kone it for you. Kol hecha the lesli day, but if you're not here, the ibohu the mikne lo mati koni, because if you want, so therefore you want to be koni it, you could make a kinyan on it. I guess you could, because you could make kalipin. Exactly. Chatzero nami lo kanya, the chatzero is not going to be kone. Okay, your chatzero is only going to be kone if you are local and would have the ability to make a kinyan on the object yourself.
No, that's the exact opposite of the famous Gemara when they're on the boat. Or
right, so I just said, so why doesn't work with kalipin?
That's how they did it.
I'm not sure. Maybe that's, but maybe Kinyan Chatzah doesn't work that way. Kinyan Chatzah would only allow you to do it.
But that's how.
I don't remember the case. The Gemara says. Whatever the amount of mileage that separates you and the thing is determined by the courts, that's the time. You want to get the specificity? I don't know.
If you're 10 minutes away and the guy can grab it within 10 minutes, what's the difference if you're 10 minutes away or 2 hours away?
So whatever they determine is to be the distance, that's the distance. That's the distance. The Hilchasa, but the Halacha is I'm not sure how to read this, because the halacha is delesse b'chatzero delo kana. Here, Rashi says delesse is talking about the mashkon. Before lesse was the malve. So Rashi says the halacha that we say that this person was kona of the excess is b'delesse, Rashi says, l'mashkon b'chatzero shel malve b'shas misasaker. For whatever reason, the collateral was not in your possession. I don't know what you... That's,
it means there's nothing in his
chutzner. It's not in his chutzner at all.
Right.
Because had it been his chutzner, even if he wasn't in, right, even if he wasn't in the town, he would still be calling it. Says the problem I have with this explanation is that delesse means two different things in two different lines. The original time we said delesse means the owner, and now delesse means the mashkon.
Right. That's why Arxel fills in things.
Right. What do you mean?
That's why Arxel fills in those little pieces that are missing. So we understand what they
are. But I don't say how. But how is the Gemara? And my question. What? Tozak learns differently. Right, he's also clearly learning by Rashi. We also mean learn by Rashi. But he says, Delesi lamashkon b'chatzero shalmav b'shas misager. Aval isa lamashkon, Rashi says, isa lamashkon b'chatzero kone lechatzero. Then the chatzero will be kone no matter what. As pointed out, Tosas learns differently because he has the problem with the words Delesi. How can it mean two different things in different lines? Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Everyone have a great day.